1 Timothy chapter 2. I exhort, therefore, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, on behalf of kings and all who are in high position, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all godliness and gravity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of our Savior God, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the full knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator of God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony to be born in its own times, for which I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I speak the truth, I do not lie, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire, therefore, that men pray in every place, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and reasoning. Similarly, that women adorn themselves in proper clothing with modesty and sobriety, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly clothing, but what befits women professing godly reverence by good works. Let a woman learn in quietness in all subjection. But I do not permit a woman to teach or to assert authority over a man, but to be in quietness. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, having been quite deceived, has fallen into transgression. But she will be saved through her childbearing, if they remain in faith and love and holiness with sobriety.